Going back a few years for that one, doing the bizarre love triangle, New Order here on 97.7 The Academy. What's crack-a-lagging, folks? Your buddy Conman flying through it. And tell you what, always a big bonus when I get a special guest in here. Now we've got a whole bunch of new cadets, some freshmen, some not freshmen. Example, my guest today, C1C Ashley Graflin. How are you, Ashley?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. You know, it's always a bonus when we can get a senior in here. You know, you're so ready to go as it is. Freshmen come in sometimes, they can be a little awkward.
I mean, this place teaches a ton of confidence.
It really does, and it shows. You know, that's one of the cool things about sitting down with seniors is how the confidence really exudes. You know, when you come in, and we all know we're awkward as freshmen. But
definitely.
Then by the time you hit a senior's level, man, I mean, you got that stride.
I would totally agree.
Where are you from?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Man, I spent a lot of time in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly some of the best barbecue I've ever had is right there in Memphis.
Can't disagree.
You got to have some pretty crazy stories about that town, huh? I mean, Elvis the King right there. There was so much music that started right there.
I mean, B.B. King,
right.
Elvis, got to love every second of it.
Oh, that was a hub of so much right there. Did you have... I know you lived there, but did you ever do like the tours of Sun Studios, any of that?
I've been to Sun Studios 3 times and I've been to Graceland close to 10.
Wow. Okay. So you're a real fan.
Huge fan of Elvis.
Oh, we got a lot to talk about. My former dog was named Elvis.
Oh.
So, yeah.
What a hound dog.
He was an absolute hound dog, man. Used to eat up my blue suede shoes. So you know how that goes. Hey, so what kind of kid were you in high school?
I was a very active kid, played 3 sports, played an instrument, did really well in school. I mean, you got to come in here.
Yeah. So siblings?
I had a twin brother.
So there's the early competition, right? I mean, as a brother, you know you're going to be butting heads and competing all the time.
Oh, 100%. Best of friends and worst of enemies.
What kind of music were you into growing up?
I took... kind of took my dad's side with music. Lots of Simon and Garfunkel.
Cool.
Pink Floyd, Queen.
Yeah.
Harry Chapin.
Yeah, old school. You're an old soul.
People have said that before.
Yeah, so which is great because we mix so much of the old and new in here that I'm sure we're going to find stuff that you can play and your folks are going to go, oh, that's a great song.
My mom already says she loves when I'm playing.
Awesome. That's great. Well, we're going to give you a full-time shift, and you're going to be up and running here really soon. Have you ever been to a big concert?
I went to the Queen concert in L.A. last year.
Wow. To see some of those guys rock it out, that would be pretty amazing.
Oh, Sir Brian May, my favorite.
He's one of the best guitar players has ever been. You know, a lot of people, I don't know how much you know about Eddie Van Halen, but he has this real tapping technique.
Yes.
Brian May was one of those guys that really came up with it. So, yeah, it's a long, distinguished story. Do you play any instruments?
I play violin and oboe.
Do you? Wow. Yeah. So you read music, you do all that.
At least I try to.
Yeah. I've always said, like, I try to teach my daughter guitar, and it just opens a whole different side of your brain. You know what? I think it makes learning everything else a lot easier. I'm a real right brain person, but, you know, you've learned a lot with that left brain side of an instrument.
Yes, definitely. It's helped me with my engineering major, at least. I think so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about your major and where you're going here because you're a senior. So we got lots to talk about. One of our brand new cadet DJs, Ashley Graflin, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk more here in just a second. Right now, great music from Lovely the Band. Nice to know you. Some of that old school funky for you here on a Wednesday morning. Great stuff from The Fix. One thing leads to another here on 97.7 The Academy. It's Con Man flying through it. Special guest this hour, Cadet First Class Ashley Graflin. Ashley, come to find out, loves music. She's an old soul. She's absolutely a perfect fit for the radio station. And we're getting ready to launch her on her very first solo show coming up this week. We're going to talk about it here in a sec. How you doing, Ashley? You got enough coffee in you?
Don't drink coffee. I'm a big tea fan.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you flavor your tea or anything wacky, or just drink it straight with a little bit of lemon?
Cream and sugar.
Cream and sugar, really?
It's an English breakfast.
I was going to say, that's very, very English right there. I, maybe a little honey, a little lemon. That always helps to coat the throat. Coffee, not necessarily conducive to radio talk.
No, you start rambling.
Well, it's you just get a little phlegmy.
Yeah, definitely.
And that doesn't come across well on the radio.
No.
So yeah, tea I prefer as well when I'm doing this. Hey, so you're part of the radio club here. You've been training over the past couple of weeks. And how'd you hear about us in the first place?
Well, I got an email saying that the radio club was looking for some members. And I'm a big fan of Casey Kasem. Listened to him my entire childhood. Said,
man,
you know what? That sounds like a good thing to do.
Is this something you ever thought in a million years you would ever do? I mean, it ever crossed your mind until that email?
Not really. Honestly, I was more focused on flying than anything else.
Oh, that's cool. You know, when I got into college radio way back in the day, that was the same thing, too. It just kind of hit me out of the blue. Never thought about it for a second. And all of a sudden, I'm changing my major and doing radio and stuff. So, yeah, flying, is that what you really want to get into here?
Desperately.
Really?
Desperately.
Okay, so you've got good eyes?
No, I'm colorblind.
Yeah, well, we're going to send you to the Navy.
Actually, though, yes, please.
So, I mean, is this something that you've always wanted to do? Or you've always saw yourself as being a big pilot?
I got my private pilot's license in high school.
Check you out!
Yeah, I grew up going to air shows.
Wow.
It's always something I've wanted to do, yeah.
Your dad or mom, are they pilots at all?
My dad has a private pilot's license.
Okay, that's where you got the bug.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. My dad had a private pilot's license as well. He used to, he'd take me up. I couldn't even see over the dashboard, and he'd just say, keep between this line, and hold on to the joystick.
Exactly.
Here we go. Just like a video game. This is radio. Is there something here about being on the radio that really gets you excited? Is there something that you want to maybe learn or enhance while you're here with this program?
I would definitely say, like, public speaking, not putting in those filler words.
Yeah. You're right on the money. There, I'll tell you what, because the last thing you want to do is be somebody at a podium and every other word is, or you know, I mean, when you're trying to make a point, and now then you're putting people to sleep. And we really try to teach how important it is to be a dynamic leader of character, especially at the podium.
Yes, definitely.
So if you want to get into that, boy, we can take good care of you. Hanging out with me, we got Cadet First Class Ashley Graflin, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk more with her in just a second. Stick tight as we continue on with more great music this time. It's Dayglow. Era Jumpsuit Apparatus and False Pretense here on 97.7 The Academy. Con Man rocking through it here on a big Wednesday morning. My special guest, Cadet First Class Ashley Graflin. Ashley, so far so good.
You're loving it.
You're enjoying this?
Loving every second.
Strap on the headphones. So we were talking off the air. Very interesting story. You know, when we started the interview, you were talking about that you're getting ready to go into the big Air Force as an engineer.
Yes.
But through the course of the conversation, we were talking about the fact that you got a private pilot's license. And I mean, you're all chirped up, ready to get in here for the main reason to go and fly planes. But something happened, right?
Yeah, I found out I was colorblind about sophomore year.
Yeah, when you said that earlier, I thought you were kidding. But that's legit.
I wish I was joking.
So, I mean, how in the world did you get interested in being a pilot in the first place? Was your dad a pilot?
So my dad has a private pilot's license. So does my grandfather.
Okay.
He took me to air shows growing up.
Yeah.
Fell in love with flying.
So your dad was military?
No, not at all. He's a civilian. He went to Duke, got an engineering degree.
Okay.
Runs the family business.
Man, y'all have a lot of brains in your family for sure. I mean, goes to Duke, becomes an engineer. You got a great business, of course. You yourself, I heard that you got a full ride scholarship to Duke.
I did, yeah.
And you turned it down to come here.
Of course.
To fly planes, right?
Exactly.
Funny how things work out, but we need engineers in the big Air Force as well.
When one door closes, another one opens.
Right, and it's interesting, though, that the Navy, you were saying, the Navy would consider you not colorblind.
Yeah, I passed their test.
And the FAA?
They don't think I'm colorblind either.
That's crazy. But, I mean, the Air Force, we are top-notch. You've got to be absolutely 110% perfect, right?
Oh, 100%. High standards, high flying.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Absolutely incredible. Man, you got so much to talk about. And we could talk on for another hour for sure. How did you get your congressional nomination?
I applied through my congressman's website and then submitted the application, sent it along. It helped that he goes to my synagogue, so I already knew him.
Wow. So did you have to go in for an interview?
So it was during COVID, so we had online interviews.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, I wish it was in person.
Yeah, that was 4 years ago. Oh, it's so nice. So now, man, counting down the days to get out of here, go into the big Air Force and start living the dream, right?
I cannot wait.
Well, I tell you what, we cannot wait to have you on the air full time here. So I'd like to offer you the position noon to two on Mondays. How does that sound?
Sounds absolutely incredible.
You got it? There's a lot of people listening during that time, and I think you can handle it. So you're good with that?
Perfect.
All right. Sounds great. Cadet First Class Ashley Graflin, ladies and gentlemen. Listen for her this upcoming Monday, noon to 2 every Monday, right here on 97.7 The Academy. Sound good?
Sounds perfect. Can't wait.
I'm going to let you get to class. I appreciate it, Ashley. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keeping it rolling. More great music, folks. This time it's the 1975.